griping about the cold. It could be worse, though. You could be in Minneapolis. WNYC's Kat Aaron asks, when it comes to cold, are we just wimps?
Paul Huttner knows about cold.
I would never call a New Yorker a wimp. I can tell you that.
Huttner is the chief meteorologist for Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. But here's a crucial difference between us and Minneapolis. In New York, we walk everywhere, according to Dr. Susan Cansagra, deputy commissioner at the Department of Health.
New Yorkers are doing more what we call active transport and getting to work via walking or biking or walking to the subway.
More than 14% of New Yorkers walk or bike to work, and half of us get to work by bus or train, which involves walking 15 minutes on each leg of our commutes. So most of us are spending at least half an hour out in the cold every day. How much time do people in Minneapolis spend outside?
Not much.
Paul Huttner.
But you're in a heated house to a heated car. Hopefully that car has been warming up for a little while. And then into a heated workplace.
In Minneapolis, where yesterday's high temperature was -7, only 6% of people walk to work. Here in the five boroughs, only half of us even own a car. Carlos Montecristo commutes from Westchester to Brooklyn, a 2.5-hour trip on buses and trains. How much of that is outside, walking or waiting?
Around an hour. I mean, just now, I've been waiting for this bus for like 20 minutes maybe.
And that standing around on 7th Avenue?
It's not a good feeling, trust me. Yeah, I'm waiting for summer to come.
Well, Super Bowl Sunday's high of 37 is looking positively balmy. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.